let's now turn our attention once again to Lord's Day 1. It's on page 19 of your books. And we'll repeat both questions and answers. We did one part of first question and answer last week, and we'll do another part this week. So please answer the questions. What is your only comfort in life and death?
That I am
the body and soul, both of life and death, and not my own, but belongs to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ, who with his precious blood has fully satisfied for all my sins,
and redeemed me from all the power of the devil, shall preserve me, and without will of my heart in heaven,
not a hair can fall from my head. Indeed, that all things must work together for my salvation. Wherefore, by his Holy Spirit, he also assures me of eternal life, and makes me heartily willing,
ready from now on to live unto him.
How many things are necessary for you to know that in this comfort you may have, that in this comfort you may live and die happily? Three things. First, the greatness of my sin. Second,
I am redeemed from all my sins and miseries. Third, I am thankful to God for such redemption.
Congregation, we study the Heidelberg Catechism to know our only comfort that is found in the Gospel. But at the end of the first question and answer, the Catechism also tells us how we should respond to this comfort. The Catechism says that because we know the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we are made heartily willing and ready from now on to live unto him. That's why we study the Catechism. That's why we study doctrine. That's why we study the Scriptures. It's not just to pump ourselves full of knowledge, but rather with that greater knowledge of who God is, of knowing who our God is, our aim is to respond with a thankful life. Do you know what the Son has done for you in your place? Do you know what the Father is doing for you? Do you know the Holy Spirit, what the Holy Spirit is doing in you? The Son has made perfect satisfaction for all of your sins through his precious blood. And because of Christ, you have been reconciled to the Father, who is currently preserving you, providing for all of your needs, working all things to serve your salvation. And also because of Christ, you have received the Holy Spirit, who is currently assuring you of this only comfort, assuring you of this eternal life. And in every part of this catechism, as we go forward, it has to do with one or all three persons of the Trinity. And as you know your triune God, the fruit that you know him, the evidence that you know him, is that you are heartily willing and ready to live unto him. Living for Christ is part of our comfort, because if we know the gospel, we know that our obedience adds absolutely nothing to our comfort. It adds nothing to what the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have done and are doing for us and in us. Our hearts that were once hearts of stone are now hearts of flesh. Our minds that were once full of darkness is now renewed and being renewed through the Word of God. Sin that used to reign in our mortal bodies, that we used to obey its lusts as our former master, we now have been set free to serve our Lord Jesus Christ. In a sense, the entire flow of the catechism is contained right here in question and answer 1. But the rest of the catechism, and the rest of the catechism is about exploring how we are to live unto this God who has redeemed us from our misery. Every question and answer we go through is meant to shape how we are to live unto him. Amen?
Amen.